There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This happens to be one of them. For people who are concerned about their health, if you are in a state of health consciousness or would like to bring yourself around to being in a state of health consciousness, suggestion is that you tell your friends about what's going on here. The Good Day program is called Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronos joins me. I'm the Good Day guy, Doug Steffen. Monday through Friday, the Good Day program is on. Dr. Ken joins us through the week to update us on medical news. That's part of what we review here on this weekend get-together as well, plus taking your calls at 888-553-7536. The discussion always, because Ken's a cardiologist, always kind of comes around to a lot of people wanting specific information about various cardiological problems. Is that a word, by the way? Cardiological?
Of course. The Good Day guy. I like that.
Yeah. So we have been back and forth on a number of things here, and we're going to limit our Ebola conversation because I think we pretty much said what there is to say. It's a lot of talk, and that's about all it is, aimed at getting you to be afraid. Meanwhile, there are many more things. There are lists that have come out. It's interesting. There was someone who was an advocate who was on the Good Day Weekday program, Ken, who's trying to get us to focus on some of the real problems, health problems that we have in our country, given the fact that only one person has died, and he wasn't an American, from Ebola in our country. Being prepared, yep, that's a good idea, super good idea. But there are so many other things that are traditionally a problem. The wintertime flus, for example. How many people died last year? Well, I saw 39,400 people died of the flu in our country. Where's the outrage? Where's the scare, fear tactics when it comes to that? None of that going on. That's an epidemic, isn't it? If 40,000 people die from something every year, wouldn't you consider that to be an epidemic?
It is, but tens of millions have it, and that's what the difference is.
Tens of millions of people have what?
Have flu? Flu,
yeah.
Yes.
So the death toll from it
is a 0.1%
versus 54-55% if you get Ebola. Although the ratio has gone down. Wasn't it first 70% if you get Ebola, 70% died, and now it's down to 50-some-odd percent.
The World Health is still quoting about 60% worldwide.
Are they? Yeah. All right, well. Yeah, how credible are they, by the way? As a doctor, how much attention do you pay them?
Well, that's a great question because they keep correcting themselves. So yeah. The more you hear their statistics, the more you begin to wonder as they keep correcting.
888-553-7536. So we were in three or four discussions in the last hour. If you didn't hear us, when you go to the archives at DougSteffen.com or DrKenshow.com, you go to hour number one, and you can hear some of these conversations. You don't get to hear all of them firsthand. One of them brought us around to talking more about heart factors plus, and then this information this week, you alluded to stroke prevention guidelines that have been published. Once again, getting blood into your brain, there are lots of different ways of doing it. In fact, without you this week, I had a conversation on the air with one of the other doctors that focused on having really good quality fish oil and what that does to our brain, as well as getting blood up there, lubricating. Because people are, there are a lot of scare tactics now, and I guess there's a lot of scare reality when it comes to dementia and Alzheimer's. Basically, and that can come as a result of a stroke. Stroke is when there isn't blood getting into areas of the brain or the areas that need to have blood, don't get it furnished all of a sudden because something plugs up the supply of blood to the brain. Is that a layman's way of understanding what a stroke is?
Absolutely. It's like a heart attack for the brain. The circulation in the brain just isn't functioning. And, you know, when any tissue doesn't get blood supply for a few minutes, it just doesn't like that situation, and it can not function any longer. And how much brain can we afford to lose?
You can't afford to lose any
exactly.
of your brain. All right, so tell us about this
study
this week.
This is very important because because strokes are probably even bigger concerns than people getting than heart attacks. They're the number three killer, the number one disabler, and in the medical journal Stroke, an American Heart Association journal this week, was published prevention of stroke guidelines through a healthy lifestyle. So these are things you can do yourself. You don't need the doctor, or you can use your doctor to help you here, but this is where you can be the boss. These new guidelines from the American Heart Association and the American Stroke Association reinforce the idea that a healthy lifestyle is crucial if you want to lower your risk of a first-time stroke. The new guidelines advise people to exercise, control blood pressure, and eat what's known as the Mediterranean or DASH style diet. That's the dietary approach to stop hypertension, DASH. And this emphasizes fruits, vegetables, whole grains, seeds, poultry, and fish. These diets limit saturated fats such as red meat, cheese, and butter. So fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts, that's what is usually considered the DASH diet. And then the Mediterranean diet, I think most people know by now. The guidelines recommend home blood pressure monitoring. You know me, I've been a huge advocate of that for years. And avoid developing high blood pressure by exercising, eating properly, avoiding excess weight. And it appears that 90% of strokes are accounted for by high blood pressure. 90%. So what you also want to do is try to limit the levels of sodium in the diet, and of course, do not smoke.
All right, so in hand with that, this product that we talk about with regularity that Dr. Ken recommends called Heart Factors Plus, what really happens here, to understand how technically it works, it's a nitric oxide product, and nitric oxide is basically, arginine is the main component of nitric oxide, is that right? It's a mineral.
Nitric oxide is a hormone. You think of it as a hormone. It relaxes the blood vessels so that the pressures go down. It helps keep them healthy so they don't plaque up as much. But as we were talking about, for preventing stroke, you want to prevent high blood pressure. So this is a natural way to keep the pressure under control.
All right. And you can get Heart Factors Plus for better circulation and blood flow so you keep the worry about stroke down because of blood pressure issues, and you get blood to all the right areas, including your heart and your head. It's 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus, 800-621-6313. And when you mention Dr. Ken's name, you'll get an extra month supply. Heart Factors Plus, risk-free. This is the best supplement we've ever talked about in this program. We've never had anything that's sold better than Heart Factors Plus because it's so obvious what it does to help you out.
This is based on Nobel Prize winning medical research.
800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus. 800-621-6313. Our dial in line here is 888-553-7536. Let's see if we can help Mary out, who's down south in Alexandria, Louisiana. Mary, what may we do to help you out, ma'am?
Well, we went to the doctor. My husband had his heart checkup.
Yes, ma'am.
He has had triple bypass surgery, and then at one time we went to the doctor, and he was almost flatlining, so they put a pacemaker. Ooh. And we just went, and they did an echo, and he's saying that the pump action of the heart is at 23%.
Let me try and explain to everybody, yourself included, what you're going over. You know, you said flatline. Well, you were first talking about the electrical system of the heart. So they put in a new spark and wires. That's the pacemaker. And then when he went to the doctor, they were measuring the function. How well is the motor of the body propelling blood forward? And a good vital sign that we have of the heart is something called the ejection fraction, the fraction of blood that's pumped forward with each beat. And it's not normally 100%, as most rookies in medicine might think intuitively, but the normal ejection fraction is between 50 and 65%. And your husband's is 23%. 23% is unfortunately quite low. This is almost at the point where we call severe depression of function. Mary, you said to me that he has coronary disease. He's had bypass surgery. I imagine he's had heart attacks in the past.
Actually, I think they caught it before.
Why, then, do we know why his pumping function is so low? When was the last time? Give me a sense of the time course of this. How quickly has this occurred? When was the prior measurement of ejection fraction, the last echo before the current one? Do we know?
Probably 4 months.
4 months ago? And what was it, what was the ejection fraction 4 months ago?
Well, he didn't tell. All he said was, "You know, your husband has a bad heart."
All right, that's the that's the understatement of the day.
Stupid thing.
You know.
Sorry, not laughing at the situation, just laughing at how stupid that statement is. Yeah, go ahead.
I know, and it's like, so this time I said, "Well, what do you mean?" You know. And that's when he said about the pumping action being at 23%, and it should be around at least 50.
Okay. How viable is your husband? Is he, how old is he?
He's 72.
Is he a young 72 or a very old 72?
Well, since his heart's been acting up, he has trouble. He's shaky when he gets up and when he walks. Like, he gets out of breath.
Yeah, well, it sounds to me like he's having what we call heart failure. He's just not having enough pumping action of moving blood and nutrients forward to meet the demands of the body. And he's probably, you know, having trouble sleeping flat at night. He's probably short of breath and tired with routine activities. He probably has swelling all over his body. Am I describing your husband?
Well, the swelling probably, I don't think the swelling, but everything else, yes.
Okay, well, look at his ankles, and you might be surprised. Your husband needs some aggressive attention, you know, and he needs first to get a clear diagnosis of why he has such a weak heart. And there's many, many different reasons. You said he had bypass surgery. It wouldn't surprise me if he has had heart attacks in the past, but I would want to know, you need to collect a lot of information here. I would want you to ask the heart doctor, why is the heart so weak? If the heart doctor doesn't know, you want to get another opinion.
Have to go to another doctor.
And the other thing is, he should be on a number of medications based on the weak heart. And then you also have to talk about a defibrillator here, because his heart's so weak, he's at high risk for what we call sudden cardiac death. Does he have a defibrillator?
He just has the plain pacemaker.
Okay, well, I would be wondering from the cardiologist why they are not upgrading that to a defibrillator if his ejection fraction is under 35%. So there's a lot of unknowns. You need to. When are you going back to the cardiologist?
Okay, he wanted us to go back. Usually he just says come back in 3 months or 4 months. So this time, because I asked him, well, what do you mean? Well, you know, what does this mean? Well, okay, now he wants to do a nuclear stress test Tuesday.
Okay, they're trying to see if his circulation is adequate, and also what kind of viability there is of the rest of the heart muscle to bring more circulation there. I think that you just need to make sure that they're getting as aggressive as they can be. Do you have an internist involved in this also?
Well, he's got his regular doctor, but, I mean, he had sent us to the cardiologist.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, that's
Mary, it wouldn't hurt to get a second opinion here.
21 after.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. But I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Good Day Health Program is on the air. Taking your calls at 888-553-7536 as we do each weekend at this time. Bill is in Albemarle, North Carolina. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, good morning. I have a question. Actually, it's for my wife, who's a little bit shy. But she is 67. We both had a this is a cardiology question. So we both had a CT heart scan back in 1998. You might remember me talking to you a few weeks ago about an issue I had. Well, she had the same scan. Her scan was 100% clear. No calcifications at all.
She had a calcium. If it was done in that decade, she had what we call a calcium score.
That's right, zero. Anyway, she has had a history.
And the warranty of that score has long ended. So, you can't use that to predict where you are today.
Understand that.
Just think how many years ago that was.
That's about 14 or 15 years ago.
The warranty expired a long time ago.
Understand that. So one of my questions when I get it stated here will be, should we have another CT scan on her? Again, just to give you a little history, she's 67. Weight is good. She has had a little history in her family of some heart issues. Her cholesterol is typically, her total cholesterol has typically been running a little bit above 200 range, maybe 240, something like that. The most recent test that she had, it was like 231. Triglycerides were high at 156, and her HDL 49, VLDL 31, LDL 151. Her relatively new doctor looked at this and came up with some issues which I was not familiar with, but I'm sure you are, and this has to do with the character of the LDL. I guess they're called a small, dense cells or platelets or whatever they are versus large, fluffy ones.
Right. Did she have mostly small, dense or more light, fluffy?
Yes, she had the small size was 1028.
Right, so she had more small dents. That has more of a potential to form plaque, and that's all that's used for. But is she was she ever a smoker?
Never.
And what about blood pressure?
She does have some issues with blood pressure, mainly after she had...
Is she on treatment for high blood pressure?
Yes.
Okay, so these are quick yes-nos, Bill. I don't mean to push you along here, but we must. Is she a diabetic?
No.
You said her family history. Are there any parents or siblings who've had heart attacks?
Yes.
What's the youngest person who's had a heart attack between the parents and the siblings?
Her father at age 67.
That would not give her risk. Men under 55, women under 65, parents or siblings. Anyone?
No.
Okay, so she has no genetic risk. So she just has risk. Her cholesterol, her LDL 151, that's a little high. Her age and her blood pressure. So she has three risk factors. So she has at least intermediate risk. Is she having any symptoms to suggest a heart issue? Unexplained fatigue, because that's the big one for women. Not chest discomfort, but unexplained fatigue, shortness of breath, chest discomfort, lightheadedness, dizziness, unexplained sweating, unexplained palpitations, any symptoms at all?
None.
Zero. And I guess the question is what to do about her cholesterol.
Yes, she has tried statins before. I think she tried pravastatin about six years ago. Had some problems with pain. This new doctor put her on a different statin. What is it?
Atorvastatin.
That's generic Lipitor.
Yeah, and she's beginning to get headaches and aches again. So
is she taking CoQ10 with it?
Yes, and we've also discovered, I'd like your opinion on their different types of CoQ10 rather than just what you buy at a Walmart.
Well, just give me a second. Let's just stay on point. So she's, because, I mean, we could go over the nuances of CoQ10, but if she's taking CoQ10 product at least 100 milligrams and still having adverse effects, on atorvastatin, you said pravastatin, there's a new statin called Livalo. Pitavastatin, and this is the statin for people who can't tolerate statins. About half people like your wife who have trouble with other statins, I have found in my own practice and with some of the research, can tolerate it. Ask your doctor about Livalo, L-I-V-A-L-O. Its scientific name is pitavastatin. It's the statin for people who can't tolerate a statin.
Okay. All right. There you go, sir. Good luck to you and your wife. Tell her we say hello and we wish her well. 888-553-7536. That's a fairly typical problem, I'm guessing, Ken.
It is, and since she's asymptomatic, I don't really see much reason to get a calcium score other than to know the indication for a statin.
Yeah. All right, more of your calls coming up, more email, more news from the world of medicine. This is the time we take a pause here because half past the hour.
A little right, a little left, but always independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Solve your number one health problem, Dr. Ken Kronos on the Good Day Health Program, every weekend on the air in hundreds of radio stations around the country. The world of the internet is also, what is it, talk shows on the internet that you love to highlight. We have TuneIn Radio. That's a great source. You can go online to DougStefan.com or to DrKenShow.com and get the playbacks of these conversations that we have with so many people every weekend. Help yourself. 888-553-7536. This really is a service to many people. We just don't have the ability to ask questions of people who are in the know, like Dr. Ken. So, that having been said, we have our obligations to the sponsors of the program to help bring you the information and make a hero out of Dr. Ken. One of the products is a wonderful topical treatment called Provia that I have used. Ken doesn't need it. Although your hair falls, every once in a while you keep your hair so short. Do you ever notice your hair falling out? Do you ever notice when you're in the shower or when you're, well, you don't even brush your hair. You have to brush your hair because it's so short. How do you care for your hair? I've never thought of that question before. How do you do your hair?
Boy, is this Ken's hair show?
No, seriously. Anyway, any of you go to Dr. Ken's website or to mine, you see in the contributors box.
I just Ken's picture. Wash it, and it just naturally.
You wash it with regular shampoo, or do you wash it because, I mean, just it's not long. You keep it short in, so you don't even have to bother using regular shampoo.
I actually just use the same baby shampoo I've used since I've been a baby. It's very low maintenance. That's why I like it.
Yeah, there you go. Low maintenance. What's wrong with low maintenance? Good stuff. Well, Ken doesn't have the problem. But your hair falls out and it just comes back in again because you don't have the baby shampoos. Don't plug up. I think there are a lot of people who have said that over the years that The baby shampoos are about as pure a way to wash your hair as you can find. Some of the cheap shampoos that you buy in the dollar stores or you buy in the drug store, there certainly are different levels. There are cheap shampoos and there are very expensive ones. The cheap ones plug up your pores. The stuff that's in there, the cream, if it's a creamy colored substance, probably going to plug up your pore. And if that's the case, or your pores, because you have, would you say we have thousands of pores? You have as many pores on your scalp as you have hair, because that's where the hair, how the hair grows. It doesn't grow on top of your scalp. It grows through the pores from under your scalp. Right? Am I explaining this properly?
You're pretty close.
Yeah. All right. So that's the idea. So I'd like to be pretty close. I'd like to be right on, as it were. And
you're
so anyway,
very close.
Yeah. So the essence of what we're talking about, your hair falls out, excuse me, and then if the pores get plugged up because you're using lousy shampoo, then the hair that's underneath, excuse me, you're not going to go back again. So Ken has the fix for that.
It's simple math. More hair in the comb means less hair on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair does not need to keep falling out anymore. Provia is an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over this great country see the Provia difference. Diana, one of our listeners from Cambridge, Massachusetts, she tells us, my hair was getting thin, mainly around my parlance, so I thought I would try it. It really made a difference so quickly. Even my hairdresser noticed. I keep using it since it works so well. And it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. Say goodbye to those wispy hairs blowing in the wind, and hello to a fuller, healthier head of hair. Provia works, or your money back.
Pretty simple. People all over the country, I've heard from folks in North Carolina and Michigan and West Virginia, California, Florida, folks in Ohio who are using this product, Alaska, Alabama, Georgia. Look at all these places where people say that Provia works for them. And so they're nicely, they're kindly offering their support in you using Provia as well. Here's the number for Provia, 800-543-5817. Say goodbye to those wispy hairs blowing in the wind and hello to new fresh growth. 800-543-5817. Provia, Provia is the name of the product. 800-543-5817. It is super. It's concentrated and it's fast. 800-543-5817. It's a cool deal. All right, let's see where we are here. The former chairman of the U.S. Abuse Deterrent Coalition, name is Daniel Cohen, was interviewed on the prescription drug problem, which he handled at his assignment. That is, people dying from either taking too much or taking the wrong stuff. He says new technology, Ken, may help prevent deaths from narcotic painkillers. Opioid prescriptions have grown by 200% in the past two decades. What would be an example of an opioid prescription? That sounds, on the surface, pretty dangerous. Opioids, opiates, heroin, that kind of stuff is from opiates, right?
Well, sure. All of these pain medications that are being prescribed, there's a long list of them, and they just cause a lot of problems. They're in my state, you're becoming so much more regulated. You used to be able to prescribe these out of the doctor's office. Now you really can't. You need special prescriptions. And there's a lot of issues that are that just are associated with all this stuff.
They just have to be, you want to ask questions. One of the things that Ken has said over and over and over and over and over again.
You wanted some examples.
Yeah.
I was about to get into
them. Okay. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of them. There's morphine, there's fentanyl, there's hydromorphone, hydrocodone.
Oof.
Oxycontin, you know, all the things that you try to stay away from.
Well, those are the things that are habit forming, right?
I mean, very habit
forming. And if they are in your, if your children, I've seen stories where children have gone into their parents' cabinet and gotten these things and sold them because they can be worth a lot of money on the street. right? These are the kinds of drugs that are really abused.
Unfortunately, you know, and there's a whole range of them from moderate to severe. You know, you have the fentanyl, the oxymorphone, the hydromorphone. Those are for the moderate to severe pain, and it just goes down the spectrum from there. All these morphine-type products and derivatives.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's another bit of information. 888-553-7536. News this week for those who sleep with sleep apnea. Apnea is usually created by people who are too heavy, right? Isn't it something that happens to your body if you're overweight? Do you have people that have apnea that are not overweight?
You can. The typical person you think of having apnea, that is stopping breathing while you sleep, is a very obese with a big neck, but it's not exclusive. This is out of the Journal of Neuroscience, that people with sleep apnea experience periods of disrupted breathing during the night. Sleep apnea can occur at any stage of sleep, but is often worse during REM sleep. You know, that's the rapid eye movement when we do all the dreaming. Sleep apnea affects 4% of Americans overall, and as many as 1 in 4 middle-aged men and 1 in 10 middle-aged women. So this is very common. Sleep apnea may make it hard for you to remember simple things, such as where you parked your car or where you left your house keys. This study demonstrates that people with severe sleep apnea have impaired spatial memory when sleep apnea disrupts rapid eye movement sleep, even when other stages of sleep are not affected. REM sleep, again, is the deepest sleep level, which occurs when the dreams are occurring. So if you're having trouble with spatial memory, visualizing where you go, where you put things, you may want to ask the doctor to look for sleep apnea. Sleep apnea is so common, and untreated, it can lead to high blood pressure, it can lead to coronary disease, it can lead to heart rhythm abnormalities. If you awaken gasping for air, that's a tip-off. People who snore and also awaken gasping for air because they stop breathing at night, that's the tip-off for sleep apnea. Also, awakening after a lengthy sleep, still tired, that's also a suggestion that you may have sleep apnea. There now are a lot of nice treatments other than the conventional CPAP, which so many people don't like. You want to find a pulmonologist, a lung specialist. These are the people who usually specialize in sleep disorders to diagnosis. But untreated, again, you can have all this havoc. If you have high blood pressure and they've tried everything and they can't figure out why, you have to think about sleep apnea as a potential cause.
All right. So there's that bit of news. And then there is the asthma news this week, where people need to know from the Journal of Epidemiology. I wanted to say that because I just like saying something like epidemiology.
Okay, yes. So let's talk a little bit about this study, as Doug was mentioning. People with asthma, particularly older ones, face a greater risk of getting dementia. The risk for dementia, Doug, rises with the number of asthma-related emergency department visits and admissions to the hospital. The authors outline several possible things connecting asthma and dementia in this article. One theory is that both conditions involve your favorite word, inflammation, also. Another theory is that the lungs in people with asthma, Doug, may lead to an ongoing lack of oxygen and then to abnormal production of brain chemicals leading to dementia. They also speculate that steroid use in people with asthma may speed up brain shrinkage, raising the risk for dementia. So what are some of the other risk factors for dementia besides asthma? Well, let's go over these because these can affect all of us. People with a history of stroke have the highest risk for dementia, followed by those with atrial fibrillation, more than 30 annual doctor's visits. That is, you go to the doctor more than 30 times a year, you're at high risk of having a stroke. Other things, Doug's always talking about head injuries, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and blood fat levels, all things that you need to know. Lifestyle factors contributing to a higher risk of dementia also include educational level, exercise, diet, and cigarette smoking.
Wow. Man, there's lots of energy and information there. 888-553-7536. the essence of well-being. You were talking about, I acknowledge that we talk a good deal about inflammation because that is basically the definition of sickness, illness, things that are inflamed in your body. Somebody asked a question about inflammatory bowel disease. What is it and what causes it and what do you do? I've been, I don't know if there's too much information or not, I found these little sort of like pearls that you take. I don't even know what's in them. I probably should go get it while you're talking about it. That every once in a while I need to take when things aren't functioning. That is too much information. Not functioning as well as they might. So what do you say to people who have this? This is pretty common, though, isn't it?
Well, fortunately, what you're talking about is a little bit different than what medically we talk about inflammatory bowel disease, which fortunately is not all that common, but if you have it, it's just too common. Inflammatory bowel disease, Doug, it involves chronic inflammation of all or part of your digestive tract. It primarily includes two diseases, ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, and both involve severe diarrhea, pain, fatigue, and weight loss, and it can be a debilitating sometimes, leading to life-threatening complications. What happens is your immune system, again, attacks your bowel, thinking it's a foreign body, and there's just incredibly excess inflammation, and you have to tame down the inflammatory system that protects you because it's actually destroying your gut.
So it eats away at you.
Exactly, yes. And it's a horrible, horrible problem. Fortunately, we have some newer medications to deal with this, and some of them are quite good, but this for those who fortunately few have it, but those who do, it's a huge part of their life. Takes over their life. Most people who have this, it just overwhelms their entire life.
Would you say that you would not, get it if you were a vegetarian?
It really doesn't have much to do with that. And fortunately, again,
How do you get it then?
Well, a lot of it's genetic, and a lot of it we really don't quite understand. And, what are the causes of inflammatory bowel disease? You know, it's just unknown. People thought diet and stress, genetics, we don't quite really understand it. But fortunately, there are some new drugs out there that are really changing and giving some hope and making this a livable disease.
We have a question for Dr. Ken. Send it along, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or to me, Doug at dougstephan.com. So one of the other, we have three or four different people that I talk to during the course of the week on the Good Day program, and our favorites, Jack Stockwell, is always talking about the gut and imbalancing or balancing the gut. And I guess I was wondering, going back to, because pretty much all health begins in the gut, if you got a healthy gut, you're going to have a healthy immune system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So is this question about the bowel upset connected to the gut? This happens after things have gone through the gut, I'm guessing.
He's talking about inflammatory bowel disease.
Right. But what imbalances in general? Does one cause the other? If you have an imbalance in your gut, are you going to have inflammatory bowel problems or vice versa? Does it run uphill?
Well, if you have inflammatory bowel disease, you're going to have problems because you're going to be not absorbing properly, and you're just going to be having so many different complications potentially of inflammatory bowel disease, just excess inflammation. You can have bowel obstruction, ulcers. You can have these fissures, connections between pipes that shouldn't be there, malnutrition, colon cancer, and a whole ton of other health problems like osteoporosis, sexual development issues, bile duct problems, inflammation of the liver, inflammation of the eyes, skins or joints, anemia. These become systemic head-to-toe illnesses because the inflammatory system that's supposed to be protecting us, the immune system, is just attacking the entire body.
Wow. Whew. All right, so there's a there's a lot of consideration there. The essence of what it is. The body is all so connected, though. The interconnectedness of the body. I found out this week I've had this problem back and forth with my L4 and my L5 and the nerves and how it affects the nerves. And I was in my acupuncturist's office, and he was showing me a picture of the spine and what an inflamed area that would be problematic. What it would look like, how the cell, that gel that's in there gets inflamed, and how it affects the nerves if you don't have the right bursa. I guess that's what it is. The stuff, the sac that's around. Mine isn't even there anymore.
But these inflammatory bowel disease, Doug, they're due to abnormally functioning immune systems combined with genetics.
And diarrhea kills more people than anything else. That's what that causes. All right, so we get that picture. Thank you, Ken.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Anyone who runs a business knows the importance of having good employees. The ability to hire good people is crucial to the success of anyone who wants to do well in business. That also occasionally requires letting go an employee that doesn't fit the business's needs or doesn't do the work well enough. Yet today there are numerous laws and regulations that keep businesses from staying nimble in a competitive environment. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's clear that government does not have the right to tell businesses whom to hire and whom to retain. A good job is a privilege to be earned, not a right to be guaranteed by government. The ability to start and grow a successful business with the help of good employees is an important right due.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Hi, Dr. Ken, brought to you in part by the folks at Genucel. I don't know if there's a place called Genucel. The people who developed Genucel, that probably sounds better, right? Genucel. This is a technology that has driven a lot of different types of research. The research here aimed at figuring out what causes the puffiness and the bags under your eyes and how to get rid of it. And this really is one of those other products that works so well. Those who are concerned as you get up in the morning, maybe through the day or night when you go to bed, you look in the mirror and it's puffiness and bags into your eyes, and you think, ah, what is that? What it is water, and Genucel treats it. It's, if you feel it, Ken, it's like nothing. It's not watery and it's not oily. It's very interesting to feel how Genucel is on your touch. Very interesting.
Ladies, are you tired of trying wrinkle creams that simply do not work? And what about these bags under your eyes? That's why Genucel with instant effects is different. Genucel uses Isoril and state-of-the-art stem cell technology to target bags and puffiness under the eyes, and the results are incredible. You can also say goodbye to the fine lines and crow's feet around your eyes. In fact, you'll see results in 12 hours or your money back. Chamonix has been making the most effective all-natural skincare for 15 years. Chamonix products work better than anything you've ever used, and their results are transformative. Genucel is simply amazing, so stop the guessing game and start looking younger today. You'll see results in just 12 hours and a complete transformation of your skin in 30 days or your money back.
All right, so here's the secret key to unlock your beauty of your face, the handsomeness of your face, using Genucel. 800-822-6145. Yes, that's the key. That's the number. You get a hold of them there, 800-822-6145, and you'll be combating wrinkles and facial lines before you know it. No operations. Just put this. And by the way, when you mention Dr. Ken, you get a jar of Esotique, which is a really great face cream. So you use Genucel around your eyes, Esotique around your face. Two products for the price of one. 800-822-6145. Can't beat that. 800-822-6145. All right, so other than Ebola, what do you think is the most important story medically of the week, Ken?
How to prevent a stroke with lifestyle changes.
All right, that simple, that easy. All right, there you go, boys and girls. That's you know, one of the things that I have been dealing with, I started talking about the L4 and L5 in my back, pain and strain and all kinds of bothersome aches that I have treated this week with Therma-4, T-H-E-R-M-A, the number 4. Go to that website and buy Therma-4 at 50% off using the code DUG50 as you check out. But read through. Look at all of the things that you can benefit by using the cold and hot. This is very unique. It's not messy like the ice bags are. It's not messy like the towels are. This is dry, cold, and dry heat. And you wonder how it works together? You have to check out the website to sort of see and marvel at this really pretty simple and brilliant idea. Therma-4. Go to Therma-4.com, check it out, then order one, use the code DUG50. Ken had one of his people do it.
Good or product.
It's a good product. Therma-4, use the code DUG50, 59 after the hour.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com. or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.